Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Gimel in Maseches Erevin. It is a 283rd daf in Shas. Samach Gimel Amid Aleph will be dealing with a beautiful and fascinating halacha, which we will Bezras Hashem focus on as well in the halacha from the daily daf, and that is the halachas of Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbo. When is it prohibited to paskin a shaila if one's Rebbe is around? The implications of it. There are a lot of fascinating things that will come out, which we began on the bottom of Samach Beis Amid Beis, and the Gemara on Samach Gimel Amid Beis will give us an Agadita that speaks about both the Chashivus of Talmud Torah as well as the Chashivus of Shalom Bayis and the Mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. Let's Bezer Hashem pick up where we left off, which was on the bottom of Samach Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara had told us, six lines from the bottom of Samach Beis Amid Beis, that all of the years that Rav Huna was alive, Rav Chisda didn't even tell people that it's permissible to eat an egg with milk. Now the Gemara gives us an exception that there were times that Rav Chisda, when he was a distance or in a different place away from Rav Huna, then he did paskin in the lifetime of Rav Huna. Rav Chisda oiri bekafri b'shnei de Rav Huna. Rav Chisda paskin in place called Chafri during the life of Rav Huna, because Rav Huna was the Rav in Pampadisa. Similarly, Rav Hamnuna Ori Becharti, the Arges, Rav Hamnuna Paskin, in a place called Charti, which was built by a person by the name of Arges, Bishnei de Rav Chisda, when Rav Chisda was alive, because Rav Chisda was not in that city. The Gemara recounts something similar in regards to Ravina. Ravina sar sakina bebavel. Ravina checked the knives of a shochet to make sure that they were kosher in Bavel. Rashi explains, even though it was in Bavel, where Ravashi, his Rebbe, was also a Rav in the city of Mesamech Asya. Amalei Ravashi, my taima avad marachi. Why did he do this? What about being mora halacha b'fnei rabo? Amalei Rav Hamnuna Ori Becharti de Agres B'Shnei de Rav Chisda. Rav Hamnuna already set the precedent that he paskin in the city of Becharta, even though Rav Chisda was alive. Amalei Lav Ori Itmar. It is said the exact opposite than the way you reported. It is said that he didn't paskin. Amalei Ravina said, well, there were different gersos, what exactly he did. Itmar Ori, some say that he did paskin Itmar Lori, and some say that he didn't paskin. What does that mean? How could we reconcile it? B'shnei de Rav Huna, Rabbi Huda lo ori. In the lifetime of his Rebbe Rav Huna, then he didn't paskin. B'shnei de Rav Chisda, but during the years of Rav Chisda, after Rav Huna had passed away, then he did, because the Talmud Chaver delay havi. The relationship with Rav Chisda was not the same as with Rav Huna. When it came to Rav Huna, there, Rav Hamnuna was purely a student and didn't have a chaver relationship with him. However, by Rav Chisda, he was both a friend as well as a chaver. V'anonami talmid de chaver de marana. And I also, says Ravina to Ravashi, we always put them together. Some people are not even aware that Ravina was a talmid of Ravashi. We always put together Ravina and Ravashi as being the two people that edited what's in front of us. At the end of the day, they're the authors of the Daf Yomi, not Rav Meir Shapiro. Ravina and Ravashi were the ones who edited the Gemara. Nevertheless, Ravina was a Talmud Chaver of Ravashi, and Ravina claims that he's allowed to ask and answer Shilas in the country of Bavel, even though Ravashi is also there, because with Talmud Chaver, we already know that Rav Hamnuna did that as well. Amar Rava, Tzurva Merabanan Chazi L'Nafshe. Someone who is one of the Rabbanan is allowed to check his own knife and doesn't need to show it to another Rav. Period. Ravina ikla l'mechuza. Ravina went to mechuza. I see ushbuzaychid sakina v'kamach v'lay. The person who was the hotel owner where he was staying by in mechuza showed him a knife. Amalei, he said to him, zil amtie l'rava. He said, go show it to Rava. I'm not the Rav here in the town. You have a responsibility to show the knife to Rava. Amalei, his host said to him, said to Ravina, Lo savar mar adam Rava tzur merabana chazli nafshe. But didn't we learn, I'm slaughtering an animal, and part of it I'm going to give to you. I'm selling to you, that's part of your hotel stay. And the halacha is that the tzurva merabanan does not need to show it to a Rav. Tzur merabana chazan avshe, amalei ano mizvan zvini. I am not doing the shechita myself. I am paying for the meals by you to do the shechita. You're the one who's doing the shechita, and you're the one who has the responsibility to show to Rava. You're right, says Ravina. If I had been doing it myself, then I would not need to show it to Rava. However, you're wrong. If you're doing it, even if I'm here, you have to show it particularly to your Rav. Rabbi Eliezer mehu granyev, Rav Abba bar tachlifa iklu lebei, Rav Acha brei de Rav Ika, ba'asrei de Rav Acha bar Yankov. They met each other in these two different places, two different versions. Boy Rav Acha brei de Rav Ika. Rav Acha brei de Rav Ika asked the following shaila. Excuse me, over here, the boy is not a shaila, but rather he asked for something. Sometimes you ask for a halacha, and sometimes you ask for something. Boy Rav Acha brei de Rav Ika lemevedu igla tilsa. Asked for veal. Why do I say veal? Because he asked for a calf that was one-third grown, and the meat, of course, is tender. Isis akina, they brought him a naive kamach viluhu, and they showed it to him. Amaluhu ravacha bar techlifa, lo lechesh le lesaba. You're not choshesh for the covet of our grandfather. Notice that ravacha bar de Rav Ika brought a knife and showed it to Rav Lozner Grunya, Rav Acha bar Tachlifa, even though Rav Acha brei de Rav Yaakov was the Asrei, was the Rav of the city, who was also clearly the Zakein of the city, and yet the knife was not shown to him. So that's what Rav Acha bar Tachlifa asked. Amalu Rav Acha bar Tachlifa, Lalecha Shul Saba, Amaluhu, Rav Lozner Grunya, Hachi Amar Rava. Lazabe Grunya explained, this is what Rava taught, Surv Me Rabbana Chazin Afshe, that they're able to check their own knives. Chazi, he checked it, the Anish, Rabbi Lazabe Grunya, and Rabbi Lazabe Grunya was punished. It seems from this Gemara that we don't follow this idea of Surv Me Rabbana. Aslimara Vamara Ava Surv Me Rabbana Chazin Afshe. What about this idea of Surv Me Rabbana? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, Taschilu Bikvodo. Once they asked about the covet of the Talmud Chacham, so then in such a case, Rebbe Elazar Shun said, we're Tzurv Merabbanan, we don't have to. If they raised that option, then they should have done it. Rav Acha bar Yaakov wasn't Stame Rav, he was a Muflug, and then even the rule of Tzurv Merabbanan would not apply. The Gemara now tells us a very important rule. Amar Rava, right above the wide lines, the Samachim Lamed Alfu Lafrusha Isura, and if there is someone who's going to be Nichshal in an Isser, and there's a Rav in the city, and a person who is not the Rav sees someone about to be over an Isser, so then Ulafrusha Isura Afilu Befanov Shapir Dami. You could even say in front of the Rav that the halacha, if an individual is going to come, Lidei Isur. Ravina have Yosef Kamei de Ravashi. Ravina was saying in front of Ravashi, Chazal who have Gavra de Ka'asale Lechamre Bitzinsa Bishabasa. He saw someone tying a donkey with a string from a palm tree on Shabbos. Rama Beikala, he raised his voice, in other words, he protested. Velo Ashkech Be, and the individual didn't listen. Amale, so he said, Lahavi Hai Gavra Bishamta. He wanted to put the individual in Lidui. Ravina then asked Ravashi if what he did was appropriate. He asked him, does this appear like chutzpah that I took matters into my own hands because I saw Chilul Shabbos even though you're my Rebbe and it's as if I was being mora halacha? So Ravashi said, you did fine. Ein chachma vein tfuna vein eitzel neged Hashem. The pasuk in Mishlei says that we don't have chachmos or even understanding in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chazal understand it. So Rav Ashi says, if you thought that there was a Chil Hashem, then you don't have to worry about my Kavod, you have to be Moche. Amar Rava, Rava taught that there is a Chiluk between someone who's Mora Halacha Mamish Bifnei Rabbo versus someone who does it in the same city or the same country, depending on which Amora you ask. Amar Rava, Befanav Asur V'chayiv Misa. If it's Mamish in front of him, so then there's a Chayiv Misa. Shelo Befanav, if it's not in front of him, Asur V'ein Chayiv Misa. In such a case, it would be Asur, but there isn't a Chayiv Misa. Asks the Gemara, V'shelo Befanav Lo, if it's not in front of him, there isn't a chiyuv misa, v'atanya. But didn't Rabbi Eliezer taught? Some say it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, according to the Bach, loy mesu b'nei Aaron. This is a reference to this week's parasha. In parashas Bamidbar, we review the death of Bnei Aaron, that the children of Aaron died ad shahor halacha bifnei Moshe. The only reason they died was because they passed in a halacha in front of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was also their Rebbe, bifnei Moshe Rabba, my Darish, what was the issue? They expounded on the pasuk that states the chiyuv for the Bnei Aaron is, as we learn in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, v'nasnu Bnei Aaron ha-koyen, eishal mizbeach. Bnei Aaron are supposed to put a fire on the mizbeach. Amru, they understood that even though there is an eish, that Bnei Aaron are supposed to put aval bisha eish yoredes min hashamayim. My mitzvah lahavi min ahedyat. That's why we learn this week's parsha that they died because they brought an eish zara. They brought an eish from ahedyat. The Braisa continues and applies this halacha of what happened to Nadav and Avihu to a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. Most Mefarshim learn that the Gemara's Kasha is only from the next part of the Braisa. The Talmud, Echad Hayulol to Rabbi Eliezer. Connected to this, there was a Talmud that Rabbi Eliezer had, Shahora Halacha Befanav, that passing the Halacha in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Li'ima Shalom Ishto. Ima Shalom was the wife of Rabbi Eliezer, who was from the house of Nesiim, the sister of Rabbi Gamliel, as described in Bava Metzia, on Daf Nun Tes Lamed Beis. Mahani, he said to her, it'll be a wonder to me, im yotzi zeh shnaso, if he's going to live out even one more year. V'lo hotzi shnaso, and he died within the year. Amrlo, his wife, said to him, Navi ata, you must be a Navi. Amrlo, he said to his wife, unfortunately, lo Navi anochi, v'lo ben Navi anochi. The fortunate thing is, El Kach Mekubalani, Kol Amayr Halach Bifnei Rabba, if someone paskins a shad in front of his Rebbe, Chayiv Misa, then in such a case, he needs to be put to death. V'amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Barachana, said the name Rabbi Yochanan to fill in some details. Osa Talmud Yehuda ben Gurya Shemo, his name was Yehuda, son of Gurya. V'yirachok mimenu sholosh parsos. He was a distance of 3 parsos of from his Rebbe. So we see that the halacha is a more halacha b'fnei rabba is even chayv misa shelo b'fanav. So the Gemara answers, no, you have to say b'fanav hava, that it was a case that Rabbi Eliezer was there. And the vest that we learned from Rabbi Yochanan, that he lived 3 persos, that was describing where he generally lived. But in the instance where Yehuda ben Gurya was more halacha b'fnei Rabbi Eliezer, it was actually in front of him. Asks the Gemara, v'arachim menu shalosh paras kamar, as we mentioned before, the Gemara now elaborates why it said that he was 3 parcels away from it, even though this event, when he was Mar Halacha, took place in front of him. And the Gemara also asks, why do we say his name, the name of his father? We don't stam say Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is a terrible thing. Motzi Shemra is a terrible thing. Elosh lo teomer mashal haya. It was said for a point, and to bring out that this was not just a mashal that Rabbi Eliezer said, but an actual event that happened. Such events happen, unfortunately, and as well, unfortunately also, the onesh, the severe onesh, also comes along with it. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol amayra alocha mefnei rabbo, roi lachishoy nochosh. Someone who passes a shal in front of his Rebbe, it's appropriate for him to be bitten by a snake. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yov states, Vayan Eliyov ben Bracha Labuzi v'yomer Tzari Ir Ani Liyom Alkein Zechalti. Eliyov points out that it is not appropriate for him to respond. Elihu, who was one of the friends of Eov, but younger, who responds to Eov's questions about his suffering, says, because he's young, Alkein Zechalti, therefore I trembled to be able to respond to the older people. Why did he tremble? Uksiv im chemas zochale offer. With anger comes those who zochale, in the same word, those who tremble over the ground, in other words, in this case, squirm over the ground, the snakes, they have something in common. Because a young person has to be scared of those zochalim, of those snakes, when they're speaking up to elderly people. Ziri Amar Rabbi Chanin Nikrechote, Ziri says he's called a sinner, Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Belibi Tzafanti Imrasecha Laman Lo'echa Talach, in my heart I held what I had thought in order that I should not sin. And David HaMelech did that in front of his Rebbe, according to Chazal, because the Pasuk, the Maharsha says, before that says, Bameh Yizkar Nar Es Orcho, that we were talking about a Nar who is being treated, being engaged by a host, and that host is the Rebbe. Rav Amnuna Rami, Rav Amnuna asked the following question, Ksiv, on the one hand, the Pasuk says, B'libi tzafanti imrasecha, Uksiv, and the Pasuk also says, in Tehillim, in Perek Mem, Bisarti tzedek b'kal rav. On the one hand, it seems that David held back from teaching, yet in Perek Mem, it says that he taught, tzedek b'kal rav. The Gemara answers, like Kasha, it's no difficulty, kan. She'ira hayi'iri, it was a time when the Ya'iri was alive. This is Ira, who comes from Ya'iri, from Ya'ir ben Menashe, as Isis describes in Dibar HaMaschil Kol, and that brings out the idea that David held back from teaching Tzedek B'kal Rav as long as his Rebbe was alive. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zav, Dekol Noisin Mat Noisin V'Kayin Echad, Mevi Rav La'olam. Someone who gives presents to one Kayin and spread the wealth to different Kayanim will bring hunger to the world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in regards to Iri Hayyiri, Iri Hayyiri Hayyikain LeDavid. LeDavid Uda Havikain, was he a Kain only to David, Lukulayam Alo, to everyone else not? Elo Shayhem Mishagalo Matnosov. But David used to send all of his Matanos to Iri, Ira Hayyiri, and the Pasuk says after, Ksibas Rei Vayhi Rav Bimei David. There was a hunger in David's time. Tosis raises a real problem, that at the end of the day, in Dibar Maschil Kol, we know that Ira Hayyiri was not a Kohen. Marsha explains that what comes out according to Tosos, on this Tosos, is the notion that someone who is like a Kohen to someone else, you're not supposed to give all your Matanos to him. In other words, a person should not only support one Talmud Chacham or one Kohen, but rather he should divide it amongst more. And even though Ira Hayiri was not a Kohen, his relationship to David was like a Sarah and a Rebbe, and the Gemara learns out the halacha in regards to Kohen as well, because the Pasuk does refer to him as Kohen LeDavid, but does not mean from the Shiftei Kahuna, as Taisus and the Marsha prove. Rebbe Eliezer Oimer Maridin Oisem Migud Lusa. If someone's paskins in front of his Rebbe, he goes down from his greatness. Shenema Vayim Elazar Kohen and Anshi Asava. Elazar Kohen taught the halachas of the that were captured from Midian, what to do with those pots. We learned out the halachas of Agolas Kalim from it. And that was a case, as Rashi describes over there, Al HaTorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu nelma memenu halacha, he forgot halacha because he had gotten upset. And he told the Lazar calling to teach it. Nevertheless, Havagav da'amalu la'achi abo tziva va'osi lo tziva, afilu achi inash. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu did not know when he allowed it to teach it, nevertheless, he was punished. And we don't find that Yoshua ever needed to have Elazar teach, and that was because he was taken down from his godless, and he no longer had the opportunity to teach Torah because he taught in front of Moshe. It was Meirib b'fnei Moshe. Another terrible consequence, two lines to the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Levi called the Mosav Mila Kamei Rabbe, someone who responds to a question in front of his Rebbe. Azal Lishaol below Vlad, he goes down to the grave without children. Shenemar, Vayan Yoshua benu Mishoras Moshe Bevachura, Vayomer Adonim Moshe Kloem. Yoshua, when he saw that people were prophesizing in a way that was inappropriate, as we know from Parshas Baloscha, so Yoshua is very disturbed, and he suggests to Moshe that he should curse those people. Uksiv, and because Yoshua took it, the matter into his own hands, and he was mora this in front of his Rebbe, we learn in Divrei Hayomim, Nun Benoi, Yoshua Benoi, period. That it's just in the genealogy, it's mentioned Yoshua's father Nun, then Yoshua, and there's no mention of Yoshua's children. Wow. Upligad Rav Abba bar Papa, and this is in disagreement with Rav Abba bar Papa. Dam Rav Abba Papa lo nenish Yeshua. Yeshua was not punished for that, for not having children. El Bishvil Shabitel Yisrael Laila Achas Mipiria Verivya, but because he held Klal Yisrael back from Pruervu one night. Shenema, as the pasuk in Yeshua Perikay says, the Gemara in Megillah expounds on this pasuk as well.
Vayihi biyos Yoshua biyricha vayisaina vayar. Yoshua raises his eyes and he sees a malach. Uksiv, the malach says, Vayomer ki ani asar sva Hashem, ata basi, I'm here now. Now Chazal Darshan Amar lo, he said to him, Emesh bitaltem talmud shel ben arbaim. Yesterday you didn't bring the carbon talmud. Va'achshav bitaltem talmud Torah. And now you are mevatel talmud Torah. Excuse me, Yoshua says, I was mevatel those things. Al eza mehen basa. What's the reason that you came? In other words, the malach affords him that there were two mistakes. Yoshua asks, so why are you coming to admonish me? As we see in Yoshua Perikei, Amar loy ata basi. I came now because of Bittul Torah to punish you. Miyad vayolin Yoshua balayla hu betocha emek. The Yoshua encouraged everybody to come learn and to protect from the malach that came with an outstretched sword, as the pasuk described, v'char b'shulfa b'yadoi. What did he expound him on? So here the Gemara adds something to the Gemara in Megillah and tells us what exactly they began to learn. Holcho gmiri, excuse me, ugmiri, they learned, the calls man sha'aron u'shchina shruin shalob b'mekoman, anytime that the aron is in galus, asurim b'tashmish hamita, that it's prohibited for the husband and wife to be together. Rashi explains that the aron was not in its appropriate place, and they learned, when the aron is not in the appropriate place, so then in such a case, husband and wife can't be together, and there can't be pruer avu. And for that, says the Gemara, Yoshua was punished without children. Mida kenega mida. Amar Shmuel bar Anya mishmei derav. Godol time altar yois me'akravas. To meet him, this also appears in Megillah. We learn from this that the Malach says that he came not because they're mevatel from the carbon tamid, but he came because they're vatel Torah. Damalei ata basi. We see that Talmud Torah is greater than the carbon tamid. According to Bali Musar, the carb and Chassidus carbon tum represents the consistency in Avodas Hashem, and that is extremely, extremely important. But Talmud Torah Kenege Kulam, the ultimate is for a person to be fused to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Amar of Bruna, Amar of Kol Yoshen, Bikila, Sheish Vish Shuimba, a person that sleeps in the same room as a husband and wife, so then in such a case they will be embarrassed to be with each other. Shuimba Lav HaKosov, the pasuk in Micha says negative things about him. Neshe ami tigarshim bibeis tanugel. You have chased away my wives. V'amar of Yosef, afilu bishnei nida. Rabbi Yosef says, even when his wife is in nida, even though it's prohibited to have pruervu, nevertheless, it's a time for wives still and husbands to talk. From here we see from the Gemara that they're not supposed to distance themselves entirely. They're supposed to have private conversations as well, not conversation they'll bring to Hirur, but conversations as well. And if other people are around, they won't have that opportunity. Rav Amar, im ishna nidahi tavo alav bracha. Rava disagrees with Rav Yosef and says that this will prevent them from having relations, so that's a fantastic thing. V'loihi, says the Gemara, but we don't paskin, da'ado idna man natre. Because up until now, who was guarding them? You can't expect that someone's going to constantly be guarding a couple. And since you cannot expect that someone's going to be constantly guarding a couple, we have to trust them. And if that's so then it's important, even for husband and wife, when she's in nida, to spend quiet time together. We're going to stop our daf a little bit short, about 8 lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Ostensibly, our daf was a short daf, and the reason for that is because the Gemara now goes back to sugyas of Erev, which will be the sugya of Shabbos Kodesh. Today's sugya was a halacha of Mor Halacha Bifnei Rabbo, as well as the chashivas of Talmud Torah and Pruer Avu. And Bezer Hashem, on Matzoi Shabbos, we will have Daf Samach Dalet. We now go to the halacha from the daily daf. Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Samach Gimel, particularly Amud Aleph, is a fascinating one. It's a fascinating Amud, and we will entitle it as the subject of the daf, Paskening in Front of One's Rebbe, and the Purpose of Rabbinic Ordination, what's called in Shiva circles, Smicha, today. An hour with Daf, we learned some very strong things about someone who paskins in front of their Rebbe. The Gemara said that Nadav and Avihu were guilty of that, and they were chayev misa due to that. We need to understand both the halachos, as well as maybe the rationale, will be important as well.
Firstly, a note that the whole Dvar Halacha is going to assume, as it seems from Shulchan Aruch, not like a fascinating comment of one of the great Rishonim, the Or Chaim, that quotes the Rebbe, Rabbeinu Moshe, of the Rebbe of Rabbeinu Yona, that said that today, this whole Amud does not apply Halacha L'maisa. The Or Chaim in Hilchos Talmud Torah Sim Chav Dalet says, V'chol adinin shechayiv ha-talmud l'rav nispatlu, ki ha-svarim v'achiburim v'apirushim heim hamorim lanu. Today we get our halacha from the svarim. V'achol kfi pikches ha-seichel v'asvara. V'al kei noagu b'iram l'kvo ha-talmud medrash la'atzmo. Talmidim in the same city of the Rabbeim would open up a base of medrash, and the prohibition no longer applied. The Ma'arik raises such a possibility, quoting the smack in Sharish Kuf Samachtes. However, the Ma'arik points out that this is not mentioned in most other halacha svarim. Both the Rambam does not mention this, and since the Ma'arik wrote his sefer, we could add that in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Mem Beis, this Isser, which of course has adjustments between the way it was formulated in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch, as we will discuss, does not mention any caveat the way the Or Chaim presents it in Simin Reish Mem Beis Siv Dalet. We will discuss a lot of halachos from Reish Mem Beis. We learn also la adam lahoyres lefnei rabbi laolam v'chol amayir lefanav chayiv misa, and it's quite clear that these halachos, with exceptions, are still intact today. There was a minority group, according to Rishon, and maybe we could save those who are technically chayiv misa by being mora halacha mifnei rabo, according to those Rishonim, but nevertheless, in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't seem that that minority opinion was accepted. There is an important opinion of Tosfos on the bottom of Samach Beis on the Beis in Dibra Maschel Rav Chizda, and it appears as well with another dimension to it in Sanhedrin on Daf Heyam Ebeis, which is codified by the Ramah in that same sif that we mentioned above, where the Shulchan Aruch is very clear and unequivocal about the stringency and seriousness of being Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. The Ramah adds, Va'afilu netiras rishus lo mahani toch sholosh parsos imhu rabo muvok. This is the position of the Bali Tosos, that when we say Bifnei Rabbo would be Chayiv Misa, that means not only literally in front of him. In other words, you're sitting in front of your Rebbe and someone comes and asks a Shaila and you jump and you paskin. Obviously, we're going to have to define what the word paskin means. But you jump and you paskin in front of your Rebbe. That's not only the case. But rather, if it's within 12 mil, which is approximately 12 miles, a mil is a little bit less than a mile, maybe even more, about 15 miles or so, in such a case, if a person paskins, all of that is considered bifnei rabo. And therefore, the Rama concludes that the tilas rishus, asking for rishus, is not acceptable from one's Rebbe within Gimel Parsos. Even if he gives rishus, it will not be acceptable. This is the Maharam's understanding of Tosas on Sanhedrin in Hey Amud Beis, that there are Gemaras that seem to say that if you're outside of the Gimel Parsos, it would be acceptable to be Mora Halacha. And the Balei Tosfos say that those cases, like for example, on the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Beis, that Rav Chizda paskin in a different city, could be explained, of Rav Huna, could be explained as only a Talmud Chaver. If it was a real Rebbe Muvak, then in such a case, it would not be acceptable. Or the other explanation is, as the Balei Tosfos introduce in Sanhedrin, if the Rebbe gives Rishus. If the Rebbe gives Rishus, so then in such a case, it would never be permissible in front of him, but chutz migimul parsos, it would be acceptable. And that's how the Ramah paskins in Simin Reish Mem Beis. This halacha, according to the Ramah, explains an ancient custom that is shrouded in question that it still exists to this very day in the holy Batei Midrashim of Klal Yisrael, and we pray and we daven that this institution not be abused. And that is the phenomenon that yeshivos and rabbonim give smicha to its young, budding Talmudic scholars.
We know the concept of smicha goes back, the Gemara describes, on Daf Yud Gimel, in Maseches Sanhedrin, the institution of smicha, which was given to Zakenim, which gave them unique, particular judicial powers. The Gemara describes that, of course, the smicha that gave them unique powers was nullified. It was a smicha that was passed down from Rebbe to only two particular Talmidim. Compare that to the amount of musmachim of Tarvadas, or Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Yeshiva University, or Yeshivas Mir. It was a very, very different form of smicha that existed in those days. That form of a smicha, which gave the Chachamim unique powers, for example, to judge Dine Knossos that we don't do Bizman Azeh, the Gemara describes, became batel. So what's behind this institution of smicha? Is it a fundraiser? Is it a way to try to create structure of learning halacha in the yeshiva? Says the Rama in Simin Reish Mem Beis Sif Yudalid, it's directly related to the above halachas of being mora halacha b'fnei rabo. The Rama says, Inyan hasmicha shenagu bizman hazeh. The chain, unfortunately, of smicha was broken. Of course, there's some who have spent a lot of time studying. There was a small moment here in Eretz Yisrael in the 16th century where it was attempted to be revived. Nevertheless, it was not successful. It was not accepted by the Chachamim. And the Rama says, the subject of it today is Kedei Sheyedu Kol HaOlam Shehigia LaHara. In order that people should know that this individual has learned enough to get to be able to paskin, that's a responsibility of those who confer the smicha to make sure that those are individuals who have reached hora. Umashemorehu birshus rabo hasomcho. And then there's another point, says Rama, to know that you're able to paskin is to give you rishus to paskin outside of three parsos from one's Rebbe. Hence, smicha is not a fundraiser. Smicha is not simply a curriculum. Smicha is something that allows a Talmud to be mora shelo b'fnei rabo, and according to the Rama, that means outside of three parsos from his Rebbe. There is one more topic that we need to address before we fill in all of the basic rules of the Isser of being Mor Bifnei Rabbo and the concept of Smicha. And that is, what exactly does it mean to Paskin Ashayla? There are many parts to this question. We will only deal with some of them. Particularly, again, what can one say to somebody if one is within three parcels of his Rebbe according to Rama, and for those who disagree, when he's in front of his Rebbe Mamish? Firstly, our Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph told us in the name of Rava, La frusha me isuro, to save someone from an isur, then in such a case it's going to be mutter, and that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Aleph. Number two is there is a big machlokis achronim that goes back to a machlokis rishonim, whether something, if it's black and white in the halacha, at the time of the Shulchan Aruch, it was black and white in the Gaonim. And one could argue whether today it's black and white in Shulchan Aruch, whether that qualifies as mora halacha bifnei rabo. The bottom line one should know is that it is a machlokis later achronim, whether one should follow the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Beis Tes, Yesh mi shekosav, the Lashon of Mechaber, there's some who write, Shekol akosu b'svar mi piskei agonim yochel ahoras bimei rabo, rak lo yora dover milibo, if it's mefurish, then you're allowed to essentially quote that which is expressly written. The Shach follows this position. However, the Gra asks quite simply, based on the Ma'arik, quoting the Ma'arik, the Drisha quotes this Ma'arik, from our Gemara on Samach Beis Amid Beis, that says that even Be'osa Bekutcha is going to be osur to say in front of your Rebbe, which means even to say that eating egg with milchiks is going to be acceptable. Only in very, very prescribed cases, as Tosis, without getting involved with the details, on the bottom of Samach Beis, Amid Beis, and Dibra Maschul Rav Chisda describes, but generally, Beisa Bekucha is going to be Asur. And to this day, it is my impression that there are different traditions in this regard. One should know that there are many that are Machmer. There's an interesting tshuva from Rav Ozner and Shevet Alevi Chelik Beis, Simin Kuf Yud Gimel. Finally, we could conclude
with a lamdus that will explain the most basic halachos that we just learned, by getting at the core of trying to understand the basic svara of what is the isser of being more bifnei rabbo. And we introduce it with one last halacha, and that is that the Pischei Tshuva in the beginning of Reish Mem Beis quotes the Shalos Tshuva Shvus Yaakov that says, Bizman Hazeh, along the same lines of that Archas Chaim that we had mentioned in the opening part of the halacha, he says, Bizman Hazeh, it doesn't go as far as the Archas Chaim that we started with, but the Shvus Yaakov says, Bizman Hazeh, since most halachas, even if you didn't hear them from your Rebbe, are written in Svarim, the Isser to be more Lefnei Rabbo applies to an individual who does not look up the halacha in the Svarim that came before him. It seems from the Shvus Yaakov, and others before me have made this point, that the Isser of being Meira Bifnei Rabbo is the idea of a Talmud understanding his place, that he is a small cog, that for some reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him into the next generation, and he was lucky to learn from great Rabbeim and spend time Beveis Hashem, if he so merited. V'al tachzik tova ba'atzmecha, don't think that you're so special. Remember that you're a small piece, and there is a Messiah, a tremendous Messiah that precedes you. And show veneration to that Messiah. And before you give your own opinion based on your knowledge of Torah, we're not talking about someone who doesn't know. Even someone who does know, he has a requirement, says the Shvus Yaakov, to make sure that it fits in with those who answered this question before him. Of course, if there were others who didn't deal with it, he's going to have to be medamen milsa lemilsa as his responsibility, that the Gemara describes that someone who can paskin and doesn't will be punished for that as well. That's one component of the Isser to be Meir Bifnei Rabbo. We also saw that there's an Isser to be Meir Bifnei Rabbo even with Rishus, even if the Rebbe says you're on the right track, you're fine. Nevertheless, according to the Ramah, we saw Toch Gimel Parsos, there is a prohibition. But if the Rebbe gives you Rishus, then outside of Gimel Parsos, it's going to be acceptable. Maybe we could understand that there are, and explain, that there are really two components that are involved. One is the requirement for a person to show veneration to the Mesorah and understand his small place in the Mesorah. And then the other requirement is the personal relationship between Rebbe and Talmud, where the Talmud is supposed to nullify himself to his Rebbe. The concept behind that is a personal relationship between the Rebbe and the Talmud, and it's also an understanding of the beauty of the Shalsheles HaMesorah, that it's passed on from Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud, and if there is going to be Hefkerus, where all the Talmidim, even if they're Roy Lekach, are going to be pasking in front of Rabbeim, then the whole notion of Mesorah is going to be lost. We learned that in front of one's Rebbe, according to Tosfos and the Ramah, the veracity of our Mesorah is very much dependent on this phenomenon, that we have a way of tracing back our tradition, Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud, going all the way back to even Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And Talmud Torah is not an intellectual pursuit. Talmud Torah is a Messiah, which requires us to do our best to apply to our intellect to plummet the depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Therefore, it could very well be that within three parsos, even if the Rebbe wants to give permission, he can't give the Talmud permission. Why? Because in such a case, there will be a breakdown between the Rebbe-Talmud chain that is so obvious for generations in Klal Yisrael. However, outside of three parsos, then in such a case, if the Rebbe feels that this Talmud is ra'oi lehora'a, so then in such a case, there is a need for the Talmud to go out and teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. There, since it's outside of three parsos, it's no longer bifnei rabbo, it's no longer in front of the Rebbe, and whenever the two are together, it's clear who the Rebbe is and who the Talmud is. So then in such a case, the Rebbe tells him that you're ro'i lahora, then in such a case, the Talmud can be mamshich, the Messiah of his Rebbe. Bezer Hashem, we should be zeiche to truly be mamshich that Messiah. And now we have an appreciation also
for what the Koach HaSmicha is. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaloi Niga Larik, Veloi Nele Labehla, that us Talmidim should be Zoche to be Mamshich, special Messiah of our Rabbeim. And we daven even harder that our Talmidim should be able to continue the special things that our Rabbeim have taught us. This concludes the halacha from the daily daf, and daf Samach Gimel.